A moment of silence has been observed to honor the six people who died 20 years ago in the first terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. A bell tolled at 12:18 p.m., the time when a truck bomb was detonated below the North Tower. The ceremony, held today at the 9/11 Memorial, where the Twin Towers were destroyed 8 years later. More than 1,000 people were injured in the original 1993 blast in an underground garage below one of the towers. The names of the victims were read by family members, while bagpipers played Amazing Grace. Six Islamist extremists were later convicted of carrying out the bombing, including mastermind Ramzi Youssef.
Joe Daniels joins us. He's the president and CEO of the National September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center Foundation. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
20 years ago, hard to believe it's been that long, this precursor to the September 11th attacks.
It really is, and it underscores the importance of remembering that 9/11 was not just one day that happened. It was part of a story that started well before that day and of course, continues on into the future. And recognizing that 1993, the first attack, was a precursor is important for everyone to understand.
Well, it's definitely one of these things that gets overshadowed by the subsequent attacks on 9/11 because, of course, the towers were ultimately destroyed. Do you think during that interim period between 93 and the later attack that we made significant progress, or did it really nothing much changed until the towers were finally attacked on 9/11?
You know, I think I was with NYPD Police Commissioner Ray Kelly this morning, and I think, as he says, it should have been a bigger wake-up call than it was, and I think it really unfortunately took what happened on 9/11/2001 for us to really wake up as a society and realize that there is this dedicated group of individuals whose ideology is so focused on destroying our way of life that we have to do something serious about it. So the museum that we're building on the site, which is right below the memorial, right where the Twin Towers stood, is going to present this history, not just 9/11, but the 93 attack, the attack on the USS Cole, the attack on the U.S. embassies in East Africa. It's really part of a long arc narrative.
What are the events of that day? A lot of people, they remember September 11th, they may not remember this one.
You know, it was 12:18, and terrorists, one of which was Ramzi Youssef, they drove a truck into the parking garage right below the North Tower. And at 12:18, this van was detonated, and it was over 1,200 pounds of explosives. It killed six individuals, four of which worked for the Port Authority, and it injured over 1,000 people. And I think it's, you know, the links between what happened then and what would happen 8 years later is really important to understand. Ramzi Youssef, who currently is in a Supermax facility in Colorado, his uncle is Khaled Sheikh Mohammed, who, of course, is in Guantanamo right now, and he's the mastermind of the 2001 bombing. So the links between 93 and 9/11 are very deep, and to honor on the memorial today with family members of the six victims from 93 was important for really the entire country.
You know, I'm glad you brought up some of the other attacks that preceded this or went in between the two, because I think for a lot of Americans, obviously 9/11 is this definitive moment, but there's a lack of understanding of the ongoing progression that was happening with al-Qaeda attacks and the ultimate objective, at least if you believe the looming tower account, which I find very appealing, that what really Osama bin Laden wanted to do was get our attention so badly to draw us to come to Afghanistan and fight a war we couldn't win. Do you see that progression and that process being understood by people, especially today?
Well, I think it needs to be understood more, and I think, you know, our responsibility at the memorial and at the museum when we open the museum next year is to show exactly that. When Ramzi Youssef, who was the mastermind of the 93 bombing, was eventually arrested, they discovered a laptop, and on that laptop was details for a plot that he called the Bojinka plot, which was a plot to blow up 11 airliners basically simultaneously over a two-day period in 1995. That plot was disrupted, but it was Youssef and his uncle, again, KSM, who was the eventual mastermind of 9/11, who was behind it. So understanding these precursor attacks and understanding that this is a very focused enemy is essential to living in a society that we take for granted is free.
What kind of damage was done that day 20 years ago?
It was a pretty significant damage both to the tower, both towers, the North and the South Tower, as well as to the Marriott Hotel that was here on the World Trade Center Plaza. Of course, all of those structures were destroyed on 9/11. But the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey took some incredibly important steps after 93 to make sure that the evacuation process was improved. And a lot of folks credit the Port Authority with that improvement to saving lives on 9/11. In 93 itself, the stairwells filled with black smoke, all the lighting was out. It made getting out very, very difficult. But in 2001, although it was, of course, one of the most devastating days in U.S. history, it was also the largest evacuation operation in U.S. history. Thousands and thousands of people got out, and in part that was due to the measures to make that escape process easier following 93.
This is Joe Daniels, President and CEO of the National September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center Foundation. Joe, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.